this is Mike Alsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Aaron Rodgers pulled off the biggest coup probably of all time. This was probably his plan the whole time.
What did he do?
What
did he do?
He resigned with the Packers.
He has a bad toe, doesn't he? Like his toes were messed up. Is that in the clause?
Just so, you know.
Can he get excluded from that? It was not performance based at this point in his career.
Speaking of toes and or fingers, is that true about Deion Sanders?
Yeah, he's got two toes gone.
Yeah, he had two toes removed.
Wow. He had some kind of degenerative issue and they take away two toes.
And can I be honest? He's probably still faster than all three of us.
Oh, no question. Yeah, for sure. I mean,
well, he don't need legs.
You'll beat him to the grave.
We were watching. With all the combine stuff that happened, I went back and watched my combine 40. And that was 6 years ago now. And I can't run that fast. It's not happening.
What would you run
then or now?
Well, then I was very fast. Now this not happen. I ran a 4.97.
How many times at those combines, if you have a friend on the stopwatch, is it, you know, you started a little late?
They don't play, man. It's like, it is strict. And the combine process, what's so impressive people don't realize, when you see those guys perform, whenever they perform, they have been in Indianapolis for a week. With little sleep. I'm talking about you getting 4 hours sleep a night because you're doing meetings and interviews and drug tests. They wait the day you run, you wake up at 4:30 to go do a drug test. You might sit in that line for an hour and a half, 2 hours, can't go to the bathroom, drug test you medically, and all these things. And you go out there and they want you to do drills. You haven't slept in days. So you're at your worst physical condition trying to perform, and the guys are getting those numbers and doing those things. It's impressive. Like it's a brutal experience. It was great to do. I would never want to do it again.
Wow. I got to say, from back in my college days, I played rugby for like one day. And I remember going to practice, and they're like, if you are the last one in the sprints at the end of practice, then we have to do another round. And I'm like, oh, these guys are like 300-pound monsters. I'm going to obviously smoke them. Man, those big men, when they start moving, like they get moving, they get that momentum behind them. And I was always the slowest guy.
You see Philadelphia's online, it's all rugby guys.
Yeah, yeah.
The Eagles.
It's unbelievable.
It's all those big dudes from Australia. They're
being that size.
I went out for a sport once.
Yeah.
True story. And my wife always tells me, why do you tell these stories? Because it makes you look bad.
Yeah.
And you know me well enough. Unfortunately, Matt knows me well enough. I don't care. Right? I mean, it is what it is. And this is. So I went out for football. I thought it was going to be so cool. I was going to be a punter for my high school team.
Yeah.
And the very first day, you know how you get down and you like all clap at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounded all claps and then a clap. All claps and then a clap. And I couldn't get the damn clap down. So I didn't get the clap either. But yeah, so it was a bad start. So I'm like, I know.
Well, there's a new position you could try out for if you want. I think in the WNBA, Brittany Griner's position is available.
That is
it's not even right. Don't laugh or it's going to bring him to talk.
That was pretty funny. But no, that very sad. Like, I mean, especially with what's going on over in Russia, like, I hope she gets home safe.
Do you know much about the story?
I just heard she had some, you know, cartridges, you know, some vape cartridges in a bag. And
is that what it was? It was just vape stuff?
Well, I think it was vape stuff.
But it was medical. It was medical marijuana, I think. But it was in a vape form.
Yeah, and you got to understand, when you're traveling in a country, like,
you can't
risk those things.
What was it, the train one where the guy was?
You know what's crazy? On the WNBA
when
talking,
Caleb points to you, you stop talking.
Yeah, you do. I thought you were in trouble.
So
I was like, uh-oh.
A really good friend of mine, Monique Billings, she, number 4 pick in the draft at the NBA a few years ago. Really good player. And I went to go watch a game when we were in Dallas. And we talked about, like, she stayed for dinner, had dinner with me. And I'm like, yo, aren't you going to leave the team? And she let me know that the WNBA players don't charter flights, it's illegal because some teams can't afford it.
Oh.
And so they all get their own flights, which is, to me, is criminal, right? There's a WNBA team that chartered flights, and they're thinking about banning or moving the team because they broke the rules. How is that illegal to be able to provide for your players and make it easy for them to travel when you're asking people to play 3-4 times a week? How do you tell them, oh, it's illegal to charter a flight? Like, that's to me ridiculous.
How about, how is it illegal, and it was at the time, the Florida Gators, Galen Hall, gets an NCAA violation because it's pouring rain out, and he picks up one of his players who's walking back to his apartment in the pouring rain. I mean, granted, the NCAA has come along a little bit.
It has.
You know, but, you know, so that's interesting because I didn't know what the story was, and people are saying that if it was Tom Brady, he'd already be home.
Well, you know, when you're dealing with foreign countries, like, I can't speak.
What I said.
Is that because Putin kept the Super Bowl ring? Did he keep Belichick's ring?
He did.
And he was told not to ask for it back?
He did.
And so, yeah. So you can get
you know that story, right?
You can get, told.
Yeah, allegedly, because we don't do real research here, allegedly, Belichick, or it wasn't Belichick, it was Kraft, was with Putin.
Yeah.
And Putin asked to see the ring, and he showed him the ring, and then he disappeared, and he asked for the ring back.
Yeah.
And was told, you don't ask for things back.
You know, that's not a bad thing to have, you know. I'd let him keep it too. You got seven of them. Why not? You know, let Vladdy keep the ring.
So true story. So we're backstage at a Tim McGraw concert. I don't know if I've ever told you this. So I'm there with Brad Penny. And Tim McGraw comes over to Brad Penny to ask to look at his World Series ring. He won the World Series with the Marlins down in Miami. And, you know, Brad's like, yeah, sure, no problem. So he shows him the ring and then disappears. So now we're standing there listening to Faith Hill talk, and, you know, we're hanging out with, you know, some people, and it's a while, and it's time to go. You know, we're going to go eat. And Brad says to this massive dude that was at the door, it was obviously the dressing room for Tim McGraw, and he says, any idea where my ring is? What's going on? And the guy goes, I have good news and bad news. The good news is your ring is behind that door. The bad news is you're not going in there to get it.
Yeah.
And we had to wait till Tim McGraw came out.
Wow.
Yeah, it was... And then there was almost a massive fist fight with Faith Hill's father, and we're going to go allegedly, and a UFC legend, in the Hall of Fame.
Really?
Because this man was wearing a hat, a political hat, that said, I want to make sure I say it right so I don't get thrown off the air, Buck Fush.
Gotcha.
Okay. And so this former UFC fighter lost his mind. A, had no idea who he was, and when he found out, he could care less.
Yeah.
You know, it was just...
But I think that's why the Brittany Griner thing is because of political, because she's a pawn in the politic game. And my question is, why would the WNBA even go to Russia during this conflict, during this turmoil?
I'm sure it was before that.
Oh, no, so I'm sure. I don't think WNBA season isn't currently going on, if I'm not mistaken. Oh. She plays overseas. Most WNBA players play overseas for different teams.
Because they have to, because they don't make any money here.
Don't make much money, right? The best player in WNBA might make $100,000, $120,000. So they play overseas and make way more money doing that in a short season than they do playing in the WNBA. They do the WNBA thing more for... It's cool to come to your country and put your friends and family, but they make most of their money overseas.
And I agree with you. When you're traveling, and it's not even outside your own country. It's outside the state you live in.
Yeah.
Like, I almost got in trouble, we'll leave it at that, in Washington, D.C. So we were up there for a UFC. I'm on my cell phone driving, and a policeman pulls up next to me and starts screaming at me. And luckily, I only screamed back. I wanted to say some things, like, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, where are you from? I'm like... It's none of your damn business.
Yeah.
Because I'm talking on the phone. Well, in Washington, D.C., it's illegal to be on the phone while you're driving.
Mm.
You know, so it's not just outside the country, but yeah, you would think you would want to know, you know, most I'm going to do is get a ticket in D.C.
Yeah.
In Russia,
in 10 years,
you're going to jail.
Exactly. 10 years. I mean, they say that she's got a 10-year sentence.
Because of how popular she is, I doubt that it's going to play out that way, especially with all the tension going on right now. Brittany Griner's kind of like a big deal here, so I doubt that happens. But somebody unsuspecting, somebody who's on her status is not going to get this kind of buzz. You know, who knows?
You would never even know about it.
Yeah.
Bad stuff. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, it's BKFC time.
Yeah.
So we are going to have your co-main event, Jeremiah Riggs, on when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Duffy Waldorf from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life,
If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-man strong.
Friday, March 11th, two of MMA's biggest names battle it out in Eagle FC 46. Kevin the Motown Phenom Lee faces Diego Nightmare Sanchez in a fight everyone will be talking about. And guess who's back? Check out the Taz Mexican Devil Ray Borg as he returns to the cage. It's a big night you don't want to miss. The EFC heavyweight title on the line as Rizvan Kuniev takes on Anthony Hamilton. Eagle FC 46, Friday, March 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern. Watch live and free. Don't wait. Sign up today at EagleFC.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung Batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
Come back for the magic. Come back for the laughter. Come back to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Our eight stages are filled with hilarity and delight. All your favorites and some new surprises. 100 artisans make this a world-class marketplace, overflowing with beautiful treasures. And the food, oh, the food is fit for a king. With treats to tease and tempt every palate. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com for directions and tickets.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
I'm Janet.
Yeah.
All right, so Aaron Rodgers pulls off the big rope-a-dope.
I don't think it's a big rope-a-dope.
2 years ago, he was threatening to walk away because he didn't want to play for the Packers.
He's not going anywhere.
Last year, he pulls the rope-a-dope. All right, I'll play one more year. If you give me my free agency and I can go anywhere I want next year, so and gets it.
Now he's going to guarantee money, right? I mean, you can't play for performance.
$153 million guaranteed.
Ooh,
how about that?
That is beautiful.
For how many years?
4 years,
$200 million. Whoa.
4 years, $200 million. We need Robert Falk for that.
Yeah, not too bad.
That is beautiful.
All right, speaking of round of applause, you're headed up Saturday morning, BKFC, upstate New York.
Yeah.
Is it a number or is it just New York 2?
I'm not sure what this is called. I don't know. Well, DJ Tony's in the back. I'm going to ask him.
All right, we'll do that. But right now, your co-main eventer is on the phone with us. And I didn't know we had some mutual friends and such. So let's welcome to the program Jeremiah Riggs. Jeremiah, how are you?
Hey, man. How y'all doing this morning?
We appreciate your time. A couple days, you know, before you toe the line. Give me your thoughts a couple days out.
Oh, man. Look, we're totally ready. You know, we answered the call. It's just no other than what I'm, you know, just what I'm used to, you know. I'm really excited to honestly, just, to me, it's just more than a fight. You know, it's representing your country, the USA versus UK, so to speak. So, you know, this is kind of really bigger than just the fight itself to me. I just think it's just a really great opportunity, puts me in a good position. And, you know, especially where I want to be at with BKFC, you know.
No, for sure. And first, and I should have started this way, I'm happy to introduce you, a fellow veteran, you know, to the show. So when we got your bio and I saw that not only you're a veteran, so was your dad, so was mine. But I have to do this. And normally I would do this face-to-face just in case if somebody gets mad, you know, I deserve to get punched in the face. but we can't because we're on different, you know, we're in different areas. Do you give your dad a hard time? And it is your dad. I understand that. But he was in the Coast Guard.
Yeah. I give Dad a hard time, just period. You know, Dad's retired Command Sergeant Major. We're always, man, I call him Mind the Blue. You know, we get pretty crazy sometimes. I call him, sometimes I'll mess with him and call him Private. You know, we have a pretty cool thing that we got going on, and we have fun with it.
Dad's great, man.
So
my question, Jeremiah, is your dad 6 feet or taller?
Yeah, Dad's about six foot.
Okay, yep. That makes sense. Well, you know that you have to be 6 feet or taller to be in the Coast Guard, right?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you do. You have to be 6 feet or taller. That way, if the boat sinks, they can walk back to shore.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
You telegraphed that punch.
Yeah, I did telegraph it, but as a Navy guy, you know, I'm quick to do that. And I understand some mutual ties with my good friend and obviously yours as well, Matt Hughes and the guys in Iowa.
Yes, for sure. Yes, definitely. Big shout out to them guys, man. They've molded me for sure in the fight game.
What was that like? And I'll tell you my story first. So I went with Matt. I even walked in the entourage when he walked to the cage when he fought Carlos Newton the second time. And we were training like two nights before the fight. And I got a little aggressive with my son, who was there with us. And Matt goes, okay, you and me. I go, you and me what? He goes, you and me, we're going to roll. I go, what do you mean? Obviously, I know what that means. But, you know, this is the world champ, the strongest dude I know. So he mounts me and he goes, you got 5 minutes. Get out. I'm like, get out of what? Carlos Newton can't get out, and you're laying on top of me.
Yeah.
What was it like, you know, training with, you know, one of the strongest people anybody knew back then?
Man, you know, first coming into the hit squad, I remember, you know, meeting Matt or whatever, and the first time we ever really got to roll, the control was just probably superb to anything, especially the pressure. I mean, you're talking about Matt. I mean, I've been with him for many years, so I mean, I could say anywhere from 170 to say probably 185 or whatever on his heaviest, and he probably feels like 250. I mean, I've had heavyweights that I've rolled with that don't even sink the amount of pressure. Matt was just flawless when it came to the pressure and just the power of what somebody has is that base. You know, that base was just phenomenal.
Yeah, it was definitely crazy. I talked to him, obviously, quite a bit. But all that ground stuff that you learned from Matt obviously won't help you on Saturday night. But maybe some of the other things that you learned, you know, throughout your career will. Talk about what it was like and what it will be like the next couple days to get ready to get in there and do something that is a little different than most of us are used to.
Yeah, you know, it's very different now. I mean, the technique thing, I mean, you know, of course, you know, you go over your boxing and stuff like that, but just as overall as the game plans that we've been able to see or what's working in this, you know, with Alan Belcher, I mean, you're talking about one of the top guys in the world, especially with him hands. I mean, I've had a lot of big mentorships in my life. Robbie Lawler, Ryan Foster, I can name very, very many strike technicians from the word go. So, I mean, I've got the experience and the people behind me that have been in front of me to definitely seize the moment of any style fighter. So I take that in consideration of knowing that, hey, you know, being with the top athletes in the world, that's what we strive to do is to test ourselves, to compete at that top level. And for me, that's really what it's all about, you know, just to continue to steal my legacy and hey, just for the number one spot, honestly, that's where you want to be. So it feels pretty good to know that just in the rankings that, you know, I really have succeeded into that goal, being right here with anybody.
So is your tattoo game on par with Alan Belcher and Robbie Lawler?
Yeah, I believe we're pretty spot. We're pretty spot on with it.
So, you talked about being a military veteran. I'm curious, did you, when you were in the military, did you know, like, I'm a fighter, I want to be a fighter? Or is it more like you pull your military background and your fighting aspect and like, I know how to be in tough situations and, you know, recover and push through? Like, what would you say is a bigger influence in your life, the fight game, being a veteran, or which one for you kind of was came first and you fell into the other one?
I think just for me, it was just my life, just living, just the battles that I've had in my life, the thing, you know, been knocked down, just keep getting up, just the things that I've just never give up on, you know, and the people that's never give up on me. But for that, coming up and then competing, I really just hang with it. I had a lot of people believe in me, and you know, I believed in myself. So I give it a run. Shit, you know, I didn't look back at it.
But Jeremiah, so you know, since the last BKFC fight out of Miami at Knucklemania 2, they announced that Triller bought a majority stake of the BKFC. This is the first production and promotion since that. Like, how do you feel about the added pressure? Like, do you think there's going to be a lot more eyes on you? Do you think things are going to run the same as previously, or are there things that you expected to change for this fight coming up?
No, you know, these guys, and if they, I'm sure a few of them know, and then for the people that are new to the or signing or BKFC that don't know, man, that, you know, they know I'm here. I'm loyal to these guys. I'm going to be loyal to these guys. I want to see this grow. If that was a smart business opportunity for them, you know, hey, obviously smart, hopefully for the company and the fighters. I just want to be that company where I can help it grow and utilize my skills and techniques further than just the fighting and help in any way I can with production and meet whatever aspects I need to, you know. I know what I signed up for, and I think that as long as, you know, they keep doing like they're doing, I don't see them not growing, and especially with guys like me. I mean, I'm willing to go the extra mile and help them succeed, because that's what's big money, keeping me going, you know.
Well, Jeremiah, on Saturday night, BKFC 2, New York, you're taking on Conor Tierney. What can the fans expect to see?
Man, I'm going to tell you, man, it's going to be an exciting war. I mean, you know, it's more than just a fight. Like I said, it's a chance to represent the USA and coming from somebody over there, you know, this is their number one guy. You know, I got picked to be in our number one spot. Shit, this ain't nothing that I don't see me not doing. This ain't nothing that I'm not used to. I mean, I've been on the front line of the country before. I'm going to go right there again. I'm very, very accepting to the opportunity and very proud to represent the BKFC in the United States to a victory. And shit, it's going to be electrifying. All I can say is just be ready, because it's coming. He wants a war. I got it.
Jeremiah, we appreciate you coming on the show. We're sending out a care package, 8-man strong, and best of luck to you on Saturday night.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all. Appreciate Dave filming the whole BKFC production, Thriller. All you guys that's just had my back and support. I love every one of you, and I appreciate it differently.
All right, thank you for coming on the show. See you Saturday, and we'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Chuck Knoll, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Friday, March 11th, two of MMA's biggest names battle it out in Eagle FC 46. Kevin the Motown Phenom Lee faces Diego Nightmare Sanchez in a fight everyone will be talking about. And guess who's back? Check out the Taz Mexican Devil, Ray Borg, as he returns to the cage. It's a big night you don't want to miss. The EFC heavyweight title on the line as Rizvan Kuniev takes on Anthony Hamilton. Eagle FC 46, Friday, March 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern. Watch live and free. Don't wait. Sign up today at eaglefc.com.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung Batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armor jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at OddSocksOfficial.com. That's OddSOXOfficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris from NSYNC, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And?
I guess he didn't do too well on Celebrity Big Brother.
Who?
Chris Kirkpatrick.
How was that?
He was on Celebrity Big Brother, and he didn't do very good. But you know who won, don't you?
No.
Of course not. Do you know who won?
I have no clue.
It helps if you put that down.
Yeah, yeah,
you rookie. Right. You rookie. Misha Tate won.
Oh, wow.
Misha Tate. Dominated.
Wow.
Her and Todrick.
How do you win Big Brother?
Good social game.
Okay. Got to be vindictive. You got to, like, Aaron Rodgers would probably win with his manipulating skills.
Smart businessman.
Yeah. Smart. Well, you got to be able to separate the game from how you may or may not be in the real life. Yeah. So it came down to Carson something, who was from Queer Eye, from the staff guy or whatever. You know, the Queer Eye TV show.
Okay. Yeah.
It was those two, and it was Misha Tate and this Todrick guy. Todrick went and lied to Carson and said that one of your corner people are stabbing you in the back. So instead of getting rid of Misha Tate like he should have done,
yeah,
he got rid of his own person, and Misha Tate went on to win.
Look at that.
Somebody else who was on a reality show like that, I believe it was called The Apprentice,
yeah,
is on the phone with us right now as he extends most appearances on Knockout Radio dating back when the show started in the 80s. Tito Ortiz. Tito, how are you?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Not too bad.
Not that old, Jesus.
Not you. You're not that old. I am. Let's talk about next Saturday, next weekend. You guys are coming to town. Harrison was just on to talk about next Saturday. And, you know, I wanted to more from the MMA side first, and then we'll talk about what Freedom Fight Night is all about. You and Quentin going at it for a belt.
Yeah, actually, you know, we get to be coaches, and I'm just excited to get an opportunity to show my coaching style. I mean, people got to see it on The Ultimate Fighter of 2 seasons, but here's another opportunity to do it for the right reasons, and that's to try to raise money for CPAC, try to raise money for the Republican Party of America. You know, this is a freedom fight.
obviously you've been very outspoken about that, and you know, we just talked the other day about Instagram. I tried to tag you on something, and I couldn't. Is that part of what this is all about?
Exactly. You know, I think that we just really want to be able to have the freedom of speech, you know, be able to freedom to say what we want, you know. And for on social media, for me, I mean, Instagram is TitoOrtiz1999, TitoOrtiz1999, and I get attacked just for saying the truth, for saying what everybody else is saying, and it's true, and everything I've been saying is true. But when people try to follow me, and for listeners, you try to go ahead and try to follow me on Instagram at TitoOrtiz1999, and I'll say, are you sure you want to follow this person? Because he shows disinformation on COVID vaccines and COVID itself, which I never have. Everything I've said is came for tuition, which is scary. And it's showing that how much they are trying to shadow ban people, suppress people from telling the truth, to letting people know what really is going on, because people are really watching mainstream media and believing it. And it's crazy.
Hey, Tito, I'm Caleb Bannock here, New Orleans Saints, new co-host at Knockout Radio.
He's the co, you're the co-co.
Off the air, myself and Randy and Matt, we had talked about, you know, how important it is to be able to go out and support something that you believe in. Go out there and raise money for a cause that you believe in. Being somebody in your position with the notoriety that you have, being a star athlete, a champion, how difficult is it to go about speaking your mind and saying things you believe in? Because also, you know, obviously you're going to be under scrutiny because of your following, one, and two, how did this come about? How did you make that stand? Like, hey, like, I'm going to go, this is what I believe in. I'm supporting the Republican Party. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to go put my money where my mouth is. And I'm going to go support this cause. How did this come about? And how tough is it speaking your mind when you know, because of your position, you're going to get scrutinized either way it goes?
Well, I think it started when I went to the council here in Huntington Beach, and I ran for city council. I got the most in Huntington Beach history. Mayor pro tem. And then all of a sudden, I was getting attacked nonstop. The left attacked me and attacked me and attacked me. And once again, this is for the safety of my children. I want to make sure that I make the right decisions for the future of this country, for my kids, and for my kids' friends. And it's important because I don't want to it's important to me. I gotta make sure I do the right things for the future of my children. And if I didn't have kids, I wouldn't care as much.
Yeah.
Children. And that's why I do care so much. I'm gonna be as outspoken as possible. And I am suppressed by social media. You know, I'm thankful that CPAC has came about and given opportunity for voices like myself that are true patriots that care about this country. And myself and Jose Masvidal got a lot of these guys who are speaking up. It's crazy that you can't be heard the right way.
Yeah.
Taking it one step further, you know, and I know you know this, Tito. Caleb, you may or you probably don't. A good mutual friend of Tito's and mine, Pat Miletich, who was heavily involved. He was a commentator at a couple different MMA promotions, went to a rally in D.C. and lost his job for being there.
Wow.
You know, so I think that all falls into what we're talking about, or what you're talking about, Tito.
Yeah, you know, I think at the end of the day, I hope that here in this midterms that are coming up, and this is what's important, I hope all your listeners do believe this midterm is really important. Don't sit in your seat and be the silent majority. Tell your buddies, tell your friends, tell your family members, tell everyone you possibly know the ups and downs and how this country is being dragged to hell right now, pretty much. It is, I mean, the gas price is the highest it's ever been. Inflation is the highest it's ever been. The borders are open. People are caring so much about Ukraine, and I have no problem against Ukraine and Russia, what's going on there. That's their country. They'll take care of their country. We need to take care of our country here in America. You know, we have over, God, what is it, 50,000 veterans on the streets. I mean, they're in our open border where children are being trafficked. I mean, there's so much stuff that's going on the border that I've learned from my border friends that work on the border. And it's crazy. It's so nuts down here right now, Tito. And we are not getting no support from our government at all. And people said the Biden administration is doing it. No, it's the Biden regime that's doing it. And it's crazy that they're able to get away with what they're doing. I mean, this is some treasonous stuff that's happening, and no one's paying the cost, you know. No one's taking responsibility of anything at all. And it's just scary. And like I said, this midterm is really, really important for America. And if people don't stand up and be heard instead of being a silent majority, we're going to lose this country. And I don't think it can last another 2.5 years. I keep hearing people say that Trump's going to run 2024, but can America last till 2024? I don't know.
Hey, Teal, speaking of America, earlier in the program, we had talked about how Hulk Hogan, 1985, was the symbol.
Well, this isn't fair because Tito's a Hulk Hogan guy.
Was the symbol of America. 1985, Hogan coming to the ring with the flag, all bronze and the mustache. But I'll be honest, that Freedom Fight, seeing you come down the ramp with a flag, I think you're about to surpass Hogan as far as like a true American and what we
I'm
need.
I'm game with that.
To cool truly uplift our country, and we all got your back here on this network, buddy.
I you know what, I hope so. And I hope so our listeners could think the same way. You know, that's what I grew up on. I grew up on watching Hulk Hogan, you know, Rocky. I mean, of love in America. I mean, because there's only one place like this in the world. And the reason I know that, because I've traveled the world. I've been everywhere. The only place I've never been to is Russia and, Germany. I think there's only two places I've never been. Every other place that I've been, I've always been thankful to come back. I love this country. And I think that it's just instilling that kids over the last 20 to 30 years just focus on what the teachers want to teach them. No more than that. And what's been lost is what America is about. You know, our liberty and everything that we freedom, liberty, and what we're supposed to pursue to happen.
So, Tito, when you're coaching, can you teach anyone how to do a sweet leg drop? Like the Hogan leg drop?
Yeah, at least a double leg. I don't know about the whole thing. At least a double leg. But a lot of the guys who are on the fight cards, man. I mean, like I said, this is going to be an amazing event in general. You know, people think that me and Rampage are fighting. Not just yet. I mean,
I'd love to see that.
Possibility of something happening here in the future. Maybe this year. But, I mean, what is there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 fights on the card. And it's just going to be amazing just to watch these guys compete against each other and do it for the right reasons. You know, we're not here to make money. We're not here to have competition against UFC. This is something for America. This is something to raise money for the Republican Party. And this is important. I think this is really, really important. And giving young fighters an opportunity to fight on the main stage. But I understand how good of a coach he is. But actually, I'll take that back because me and him were on Team Punishment back in the day, and he does know how good of a coach I am. So I think he doesn't expect to lose, but he's going to lose.
How much have you been able to talk to your team? You know, I know that this was just recently put together. I mean, have you already talked to them, or are there meetings and stuff set up for next week, or how's that going down?
Meeting's going to go on next week. I talked to a couple of the guys, because a couple of guys that I do know from Vegas that I trained with, Dewey Cooper. But when I get there, like I say, I'll sit down and talk to the guys. And coaching guys is not super hard. It's just that I got to make sure I do a little homework here in the next few days of their opponents. But of course, thanks for online that I can actually search and look and find videos, hopefully. But once again, it's just show them the right things when it comes about during the fight, and they listen well.
Good stuff. I can't wait. We will be down there. We're doing a lot with Harrison and you and Quentin and Frank Mir. Looking forward to the next one already. A lot of big stuff in the future. Thank you, as always, for your time, and I'll see you down in Miami next week.
Awesome. I appreciate it very much, and all your listeners, guys. Thank you so much for your support. Of course, March 19th in Miami at the Miami Airport Arena. Me versus Rampage. They say Team Tito Ortiz versus Team Rampage, and it's going to be an exciting event. Of course, Jose Masvidal will be there with Game Breed FC. Is putting on the event, so it's going to be a great event for everybody to come watch out and watch amazing fights.
Good stuff. See you next week, Tito. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tito Ortiz down there taking on Rampage, and it is a little misleading, so I want to correct everybody. Tito is not fighting Rampage, and he just said yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows what's down in the future.
Tito Ortiz, a real American. Change the walkout song.
Well, you know, he used to walk out with, you know, the American flag on one side, the Mexican flag on the other, and I used to always say it's one of my favorite walkouts of all time. I would rank that one. I would rank out Chael Sonnen, and whether you like her or not, Ronda Rousey's. You know, just the whole Ronda with – with the music, the whole tie-in, everything was beautiful.
You're not going to throw in a little Izzy in there with the dancing? You're not finding that one?
I'm not. You know, but the thing that I'll tell you what I do like is the fact that he does all that stuff, which he really shouldn't do, and then it doesn't bother him in the fight.
Because
he wins.
Yeah.
Now, if he was to lose, then there would be an issue.
It's almost like a Deion Sanders effect. I'm going to tell you, or Muhammad Ali. You know, maybe not to that level yet. He's still working his way up. But, like, I'm going to tell you how great I am. I'm going to show
and he does.
I'm going to do all that, and then I'm going to go out next
and he backs it up.
Exactly.
You know.
You can't be mad at it.
I'll be honest, and I know we have to hit this break because a bad dude's coming up next. And I did my 12 seconds of research. Dada 5000's coming up, who fought Kimbo Slice.
I know who that is.
They were friends.
I know who
Kimbo
that is.
Was his mentor,
yeah,
and then he fought.
Man.
So kind of like what we were talking about, you know, with Izzy and Usman.
Mm-hmm.
Here's two guys that were friends. They did the backyards with Jorge Masvidal. So, yeah, Dada 5000 when we return.
Oh,
and maybe after that interview, he may become what?
Dada 5000?
God, he's an idiot. He's just not very bright. I'm sorry.
What did you say?
He may become best Harris ever after the interview. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong. Go back to sleep. And Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Fireball.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Monty Irvin. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Don Maynard. I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
God.
What? I'm trying to make a deal.
No, who's Don Maynard?
Don Maynard?
Yeah, any idea?
No.
I love when I say something and he's like, I don't know. I don't know that he was like in the Hall of Fame and a really good receiver with the New York Jets who wore number 13.
What year was that?
Before you were born.
Back when the stock exchange was still relevant?
No, it was before that.
Oh, wow. What was it, the Dow Jones?
What's the movie with Mark Wahlberg when he's a receiver?
Invincible.
Yeah, there you go.
Good movie.
Yeah, good movie.
You know, I'm a Mark, you know, Wahlberg guy.
Yeah.
And it's supposedly, and I'm sure they embellish a lot of stuff, but it's a true story. You know, it was an open tryout. This guy goes and he plays 2 years with the Eagles. Well, how long do you have to play to get, what is it, vested?
That's 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
3 years.
So I knew that he missed it.
Yeah.
I remember when John McLaughlin was here. I guess he was like the first D lineman to be a gunner in like forever.
Yeah.
And I remember the day when he finally got vested. He was like, the happiest, and I think he got released the next week.
You know, with these D linemen running 4.5s and 4.6s, you might see some more some more 280-pound gunners in the future.
Definitely crazy.
On Monday night, I had Javaris Green, a two-time Super Bowl champion from the Patriots here at the restaurant. I didn't really know who he was. A lady was here.
He didn't know who you were either.
She's like, Belichick lives on my street. He's like, ooh, you got money. Like, would you like to invest in the Tampa Bay Cyclones?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the pro football's coming back, the Arena Football. Are you a fan, Caleb? You like the Arena Football League?
I do have some friends that play in the Arena League, and so like I watch and keep up on them. And, you know, it's so different, but again, like, I love watch competition, so I do check up on it from time to time.
What makes it so different? The speed of the game?
It's, again, three down linemen, three offensive linemen, center, and basically two guards. Smaller field, more stats. More
you get points. To keep the football if it goes in the stands. you know, some fun like stuff.
Tack it into a wall. Like, it's different, but again, it's just it's competition.
Game. Is this something like bare knuckle where it would prolong a pro football player's career? Like, after they're done with the NFL, could they play an arena? There's not as much running? Or
I don't know that you can make a career out of arena. Kind of, you can with bare knuckle. Bare knuckle is getting pretty big. A lot of people, you know, I don't know if you can make a career out of that, but definitely arena if you want to keep your tape on and have a chance to go to one of these other leagues like the XFL and the NFL. It's a chance.
So you can ask our next guest that. And you said you are well aware. And he could be. You know, we do this thing, and we've been doing it for many, many years, best Harris ever. But he doesn't necessarily go by that.
Yeah.
He goes by Dada 5000. Dada, how are you? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Sorry about that.
I'm good. I'm blessed. How are you?
We're all doing well. Sitting across from me is Caleb Beninat from the New Orleans Saints, and then our pizza guy, StreetNat Matt, to our left. You're coming to town bringing BYB. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, BYB is the next phase of evolution for backyard bare knuckle brawls. You know, we started out on the main streets of sunny South Florida back in 07, roughly around the Kimball Slice heyday, which we were all from Perrine. And I just, you know, took it to a whole another level, you know. And now BYB Extreme, we're city to city, state to state, bringing the best of bare knuckle action, you know, to the hardcore fight fans. You know, they once said that Ringling Brothers and Bond of the Daily Circus was the greatest show on earth. Now that has been replaced with BYB Extreme. When it comes to bare knuckle, we make the weekend.
You know what's funny, Caleb? I know you got a lot of stuff to talk to Dada about, but, you know, when I did my 4.5 seconds of research, here's the two things that I got out of it. One, you know, we're always talking, we talked about, you know, Izzy and Usman and their friends, and they don't fight. I didn't realize that not only was Kimbo your friend, but he was basically your mentor. And second, you know, a lot of times you talk about, we talk, media talk, fan talk, you know, about people that are fighting in the streets and people that are fighting bare knuckle and, you know, not real educated. You don't have 1 degree. You don't have 2 degrees. This guy has 3 degrees.
Wow. Yes, and, you know, that's what puts me in a position to be able to maneuver effortlessly on both sides of the ball, you know, because I growed up in the city of Miami, the 305, but I also was well-educated, you know, inside the classroom. That's why I can maneuver inside of a room full of vultures and come out untouched. So this shouldn't take nobody by surprise when they see exactly what I did in the backyard and where we're at now. One day, somebody said a while ago that horses would be obsolete. Individuals, they couldn't stand on that thought of it being reality or even a possibility. But now we use them for sport. We use the Amish, use them for travel. I said the same thing when it come down to backyard bare knuckle brawls. We didn't invent this sport, right? This stuff been around since the Roman gladiator times. You know, but what I did play was an innovative role, you know, and we repositioned it, you know, we made it more appealing and more acceptable to the people of the 21st century. You know, now, look, sports is calling it the next billion-dollar sport, you know, and for everybody that's doing what they're doing, don't think that they haven't taken a page out of the backyard of Dada 5000 and BYB Extreme. You know, we've gotten nominated for 2 Emmys on NBC. Went very big in Rolling Stones, RollingStones.com, ESPN Magazine, ESPN 60, National Geographic, Netflix, you name it, we did it, and we did it all off of consistency and hard work.
Dada, Caleb Bannock here. Big fan of yours. I've watched a lot of your fights on YouTube.
You should have seen his face light up when I told him. He's been our co-host, and he's done my show for many years when he played for the Buccaneers. Now in the offseason, he's with the Saints. He's taken over the co-host role. We talk to all sorts of fighters and sports, you know, legends and celebrities. His face lit up when I said Dada 5000 was coming on.
Yeah, man. I'm a huge fan. Huge fan of your work. Couple questions for you. So going from the backyard, you know, the dog pound, doing stuff like that, what was your transition like to UFC? And I know you've been promoting stuff and promoting fights since you were in the backyard. What led you after you stopped fighting UFC to kind of make that transition and promote your own, you know, bare knuckle company and, you know, your fight club?
Good question. Very good question. I'm going to tell you, you know, growth, you know, and understanding that, you know, when you can break the box office, you could generate more money than any sporting team, you know, in the United States in one night off of betting. You say, hey, listen, why should I continue to do this for these major organizations when I can do it for myself?
Yeah.
So it's like what we have built, what we have done with BYB Extreme, we built a conglomerate, you know, to the point that, you know, we're in a position to change lives. We have built a platform that athletes from all walks of life, basketball, baseball, football, you know, the streets, if you feel you have what it takes, we're giving you, you know, platform to show all of the requirements. And it's a great feeling to actually be an owner, to be a part of something, and to be able, you know, to put people in a position so they can live out their dreams, because we don't roll off of, you know, politics, no additives, no preservatives. You know, either you got it or you don't.
Yeah. You know, myself, a lot like you, I've coached outside of playing football. I've coached high school kids, and I almost get that same joy watching those offensive linemen in high school that I coach do well as I do when I play. So what's that like for you, getting to get these fighters a chance to change their lives and go on to bigger and better things? How does that make you feel watching those guys fight when you put on these events like you have coming up?
Well, it's amazing because it came at a time that was unheard of. You know, we've had over 350 calls from individuals who owned the MMA gyms that was coming in from the backyard. And the only thing that we were doing, we was changing lives. You know, yeah. Say, hey, listen, I would rather these guys fighting in my backyard, you know, in the front of the who's who that's doing the what's of what, trainers, promoters, you know, agents, opposed to waiting in your backyard to tie you up because no one's giving them a shot. You know, yeah. And for me to see that you have guys that have come through the backyard and have still in the UFC, you know?
Yeah.
And have got a chance to do Bellator, that have gotten a chance to do boxing. I mean, it's no better feeling. It's almost like burning down on both ends at a job, you know? And the boss acknowledges you for what you're doing and pats you on the back and say, hey, I see you. I thank you. That's worse than getting a check for it. That's better than getting a check.
And, you know, final question, Dada, for me. You've been in the fight game for a long time. You know, you've seen MMA grow as a sport, the backyard scene as a sport. You know, I mean, obviously, with you in South Florida, it was huge from the get-go. But to see the kind of the world kind of embrace the fight sport, what does that mean to you?
I mean, it means that, hey, listen, anything is possible. We're living inside the greatest, you know, nation. And to understand your power, to understand what you can do with consistency. And because of the internet, you know, and I will say I was extremely, you know, fortunate because I was interesting enough for these platforms to say, hey, we're going to fly down to sunny South Florida. We're going to trade in our suits and ties for baseball hats and tennis shoes because the next biggest thing to be coming out of Dada 5000 yards. You know, and the thing that we throw it up and blow it up. And, you know, with the rating killers, you know, everything that we put out there, you know, December has not been beaten yet. ESPN, we did that in 60, and they've done multiple shows, and they have not done numbers better than what we did in the backyard. And that goes, you know, without saying. We're our only competition. So my thing is this, every event, just like the event that's going down in Tampa, you know, it has to be bigger and better, you know, than the last one. And the next one in Biloxi, and the next one, you know, in New York, and bringing it back to Miami. So that's what I do. You know, I really focus on wowing the crowd, wowing the audience and the spectators. So when they say, when is the next one? I've done my job.
Yeah.
Well, since you always want it to be better and better and better, I think we need to get you a better and better meal. So go ahead, Matt.
Tour de Pizza, when you're in town, I would love to have you at my restaurant. And Donna, seeing you with the red mohawk makes me want to bring mine back. So maybe we can have a competition like who wore it better.
Well, he wore it better. He definitely wore it better.
Better than that.
Data, I will get in touch with you. And if you have any available time while you're here, we'll send the show limo to pick you and whoever up, bring you over to the restaurant, you know, enjoy some food, and we can hang out and break some bread and get to know each other a little bit better.
I gotta get my hair cut.
All right, sounds good, man. Looking forward to it.
All right, talk to you soon. Data 5000.
Awesome.
Everybody, go and take it back. He is one of the originals. You know, the guys who did fight, you know, in the backyard. And let's be honest, bare knuckle fighting is backyard fighting, only with a few rules.
And he put YouTube on the map. I mean, those kind of videos are what made YouTube so popular.
It blew my mind when I did that little bit of research, like I said, and found out that not only were they friends, they fought together, they worked together, they hung out together, they were friends. Mm-hmm. So it does go into that Dana White thing about, you know, there are no friends when it comes to fighting. You know, it's a competition. We can't understand that a fist fight to these guys is just competition.
Yeah.
It's just like you playing against the Bucks.
100%. And he's got 3 degrees. I have the deodorant name degree. And we're not built the same.
All right. For me, always watching the UFC, I used to always think it was crazy. Those guys would beat each other up and just hug it out after. And, you know, I don't remember exactly who we talked to, forgive me, but, you know, you said it's like you go play football. You play, you battle it out, and then you got your friends after. You dap it up, and it's like it's just competition, it's sport.
The fight that was in London, Albert Royal Hall, whatever it was called, Matthews fought Carlos Newton. I remember vividly a guy knocked another guy out early. Changed the whole kind of, it was Elvis Sinisek. And then we all got on a bus together and drove to that very famous nightclub that then later on in the evening was that very famous fight out in the backyard.
Yeah.
All right, we are out of time. Good stuff, Caleb. Welcome back. Matt, time to make some pizza.
At least I'm on time.
Yeah, at least you. Oh. I want to thank 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll see everybody next week.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.